everybody, and welcome back to Learn English with Teachify.
Woo! Hey, hello!
You can smell the enthusiasm. You can hear the enthusiasm. Ricky, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Lewis. Actually, no, I'm not good. I'm a little bit poorly at the moment. And if you don't know what poorly means, guys, it doesn't mean that I don't have any money, even though I don't have any money. It means I'm a little bit sick. I feel a little bit under the weather the last few days. But apart from that, everything is hunky-dory.
Oh, the good thing is you haven't been complaining about how sick you are. Like, it's really good and refreshing that every time we speak, you don't say, oh, I think I'm sick. I mean, that's not...
This is like the first time in the last minute.
I was going to say, the first time of what? The first time I've been sick, ever.
No, I wish it were. But yeah, I'm pretty good. Will, how are you? How's things?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. The weather has taken a turn in Madrid. I think, I can't remember if I spoke. Basically, it went from being ridiculously hot, and then the next day was like, nah, we'll just throw 22 degrees at you. And then it's just kind of stayed at that. So I know. It's kind of
nice. 22 is nice, though, no?
Yeah. 22 is nice. So it's kind of, you know, I can wear jeans, you know? I don't need to wear shorts. And it's nice. Because I just have so jeans hide them.
I just want to go back and correct myself because I just made a horrendous mistake, which usually other people pick up on. I just said, it's nice though. No, this people is incorrect, okay? That was the wrong way to use a question tag. What I should have said was, it's nice though, isn't it?
Woo.
Just so you know, guys, we all make mistakes. Lewis. What about yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm a little bit under the weather as well, but not complaining about it. You might be able to tell that my voice is a little bit croaky, a little bit sexier than usual, maybe. Who knows?
Can we talk on the telephone and I'll let you know?
oh, stop it. Because last weekend was my birthday. So I went out on Friday and Saturday. I hit the town and I drank a little bit too much. I had a hangover. I was screaming and shouting. So I am also a little bit under the weather, a little bit poorly, but I'm on the mend. I'm getting better bit by bit.
Did you paint the town red the other night?
Lovely. I wouldn't say I painted the town red. I didn't go out on the town and get absolutely hammered. But what I did do was daytime drinking. So I went out eating a little bit. I had brunch. I had some beers. Then I had some wine. I went to a rooftop and then I had dinner. It was the perfect day of daytime drinking because, you know, I'm getting on. I'm getting a little bit old. So now I prefer to go out during the day and make the most of the good weather and then be tucked up in bed at the latest, 1 or 2 o'clock.
Oh, dear. Jesus. Lewis, aren't you the bambino of the Teachify family, the youngest one? Or has that changed now? Do we have a younger people in?
Unfortunately, I'm not the little baby anymore. Now I think I am like the average age of Teachify. We have hired some younger teachers since then. And what happens? Life moves on.
It does.
We all get old.
But I'm trying to think, right? They're a lot younger now. We got Gen Z in Teachify.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that generation.
I still don't understand the difference between millennials and Gen Z, but I think I'm a millennial. Are we millennials?
Oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far. Aren't you a baby boomer?
We're the same age.
No, you're older than me.
How old are you?
Me? 25.
Yeah, I'm 25 and some months.
You're both Generation Z.
We're Gen Z.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
We are.
As usual. So what was the plan this week? Because last week we were getting to know each other, or at least hoping that you guys have got to know us a lot better by introducing ourselves and telling you how we met. It's a small world. And this week, Will, do you remember what we were going to speak about?
Honestly, no. because that's, but I thought we were going to do some random questions and just spitball ideas and, you know, just have some fun basically and learn. Fun and learn.
You sound so convinced when you say that. It's hilarious.
Mickey, does that sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Let's do it.
So in that case, Mickey, after you, go ahead. I'd like you to pick a random question and then ask myself or Will. It's up to you. The ball is in your court. It's your decision.
Oh, the ball is always in my court, Lewis. We know this by now. Oh, no, it's not. Okay, so I'm going to, Lewis, I'm going to ask you this one because I know, and William mentioned in the previous video that he used to teach guitar and he played guitar. So for you, this is going to be, if you could instantly master any musical instrument, which one would you choose and why?
Decision.
It's a difficult question, this, I think.
Yeah, decision. So if I could master any musical instrument, which one would I choose and why? It's a tricky question because, to be honest, I've never been that interested in playing any musical instrument. I like listening to music, of course, but most of the time I listen to podcasts instead of music. But that said, I think if I had to choose one musical instrument that I could master, I'd probably go for the piano.
Okay.
Because I think it looks so classy and so cool. Like, if you're able to play the piano, like, you see these viral videos where somebody is in the train station, for example, in an airport, and there's a piano right there next to the platforms. And then they go over to the piano, they sit down, and then all of a sudden, they start playing the piano like a magician. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I would love to have that feeling. But to be honest, who has a piano? Like, how many times are you going to be able to play the piano? It's expensive. Maybe a guitar is a little bit more accessible. It's easier. And the idea of playing the guitar perfectly, not like Will, around a fire.
Shots fired.
But the idea of playing the guitar, the acoustic, just having some drinks, having a sing-along with your friends, that also, I think, sounds like a dream. So
sounds a bit hippie-ish, not gonna lie. There's no problem with hippies. I'm not saying anything about hippies, just, you know, maybe think about getting a job and doing a bit of work, you know, do something. But anyway, apart from that,
shots fired. But now I'd say the piano, and if not the piano, the guitar.
Okay. What do you out of curiosity, Will?
Go on.
What would you pick? Because you've clearly mastered the guitar.
When you play guitar for 15 years, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, you know, you master it. And when you master the guitar, you think, okay, what next? I'd actually change. If I could, I know I can play some instruments and I can play a little bit of piano, but I think you're right. I would choose the piano as well. Just because for a piano is, you have the bass and the melody at the same time, which is quite difficult to do in guitar. And sharp. You know what? That's my answer.
Can I maybe in next week's video podcast, can you maybe play a song? Maybe you can just get your guitar out and have a little demonstration so actually people
can
see.
That sounds amazing. What a fantastic idea. Play.
I could do, but I won't. Just because I want there to be the question of, can he play guitar? And I will leave it at that because I don't care.
Just to add to that, I did send Will a song a few weeks ago and I said, if you are able to play this song on the guitar, then I will hold my hands up and say you are a good guitarist. And what has he done? Nothing. He didn't even respond. He didn't even mention it since then. So I'm a bit doubtful, to be fair, of how good he actually is.
And as I said, I'm comfortable with my guitariosity. That's not a word. I'm not teaching that word, but I'm confident enough in my ability. I don't care if people don't think I can play. It's in the past anyway. So, but thank you for your test that you sent me.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Well, who's next? What's next?
Well, how are you?
I'll ask a question then, and we'll go to Mickey, I guess. This is an excellent question. I mean, honestly, I had a look at the questions. This is a great question. If you could have a conversation with any animal, which one would it be? And what would you ask them, Mickey?
Do you know what? This is going to surprise you because I've recently found a new hobby. Well, hobby, something that I've started doing recently, which is diving, which I started recently and I passed my advanced certification.
Woo! So buoyant.
And I've never really been interested in exploring what's underneath until recently. And there is a fish that I want to see and I'm hopefully going to see it within the next couple of weeks, which is called a mola mola. I don't know if you guys have seen
mola
it.
Mola.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it is the ugliest fish I think I've ever seen, and it's huge. So what I would like to ask that fish and hopefully have it respond to, hang on, what was the question? If I could speak to an animal.
Yeah, what would you ask them? And just so everyone knows, this is a sunfish, okay?
Oh,
just
yeah.
In English, not whatever. What language?
Mola, mola. Mola mucho.
Mola mucho, this is what they call it over here. I don't know. So I would ask it, it would be quite a simple question. It'd be like, why are you so ugly? Because it is possibly the ugliest fish I've ever seen. And I would just be intrigued to know why. That would be my question.
I have a similar question for you. I mean, and...
Oh, shit.
Wow. I mean, imagine asking a human being this question.
Yeah, but
being too. Why are you so ugly?
Well, you'd never do it to a human, would you? Because they have feelings. I guess the fish doesn't. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe, well, I'm just digging.
Maybe start with the feeling. Yeah, first of all, before I ask this question, do you have feelings? And then you could maybe adapt.
That would be it. That would be it.
Right. All right. Love it.
Interesting. Good. Perfect. Okay, well, I guess I'll ask another question. So I actually haven't asked a question yet. And people know that I like food. Everybody likes food, right? I believe so. I hope so.
Will doesn't like food, does he? Oh, we've had this. We had this at the Christmas party and parties. Will is not a foodie. He doesn't care. He just wants energy.
I think his reasoning for it is that he hates sharing. So,
oh, yeah, and that. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons, at least, because every December we have a Christmas party to celebrate with the Teachify team. And we all got together, we went to a nice restaurant, we were having a great time, we went to an escape room. As you can see, Will is ashamed of himself, or he's laughing. He can justify himself in a minute. But when we were in the restaurant, we were all ordering as a group, of course, as you normally do, to share. So then you can try lots of different dishes. You can have a variety of different things. And notice that he's shaking his head now. He completely disagrees with it. Will actually refused to try any of the food that we had ordered for the whole team. We were like offering him it. And he was like, no, 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 thanks. And he just ordered a big steak to himself. And didn't share any of his steak, but didn't actually take any of the food that we were offering him. And he doesn't like vegetables either. He's a little bit of a strange human being when it comes to eating habits. He's a very picky eater, a very fussy eater. But I've explained the situation now. Will, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, I feel I should defend myself from the off, okay? First of all, no one loves vegetables. No one, if you go to a restaurant and they say, how's the food there? People don't say, the steak was awful, but my God,
the asparagus
came with
asparagus.
It.
We're amazing. Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, vegetables you tolerate. Everyone just tolerates vegetables. So, you know, it's not that I don't like them. I just don't care about vegetables. All right. The other thing, okay, is I noticed that when people share food, that's fine. You've made the decision to share. Share away, okay? I just personally, I know what I want. I look at the menu, I see it, I go, I want that. I don't want someone ordering a salad and then saying, let's share, because then they're going to give me half their salad and I give them half my steak. No, make a decision and then stick by your decision. So for example, in the Christmas dinner, if my steak were bad, I would just accept it, and I still wouldn't take any of your food because I made the decision and it was my responsibility.
You will live and die.
And I will live. And this happens with my girlfriend as well. When we go to a restaurant, she always wants to share and she always wants to experiment. And sometimes it's a complete disaster for her and I'm very happy with my steak. And sometimes she has something really nice, my steak's bad, and she's offering me, oh, have some of mine. I'm like, no, I have to live with my mistake, okay? I will never learn otherwise. What was the question?
So I haven't asked the question, but that is a good enough question as it is. But my question was about to be, what's your go-to comfort food? So what do you eat when you want to be comforted by food, when maybe you're tired, you're sick, you're hungover, you just want to chill out? And I'm going to ask Mickey this because I think he's got a better palate and a better taste. So Mickey, what's your go-to comfort food?
Yeah, I mean, mine's quite simple. Like I'm quite a simple person. So my go-to food is always, just because of my Spanish grandma, she always cooks it in a nutshell, I'm not going to waffle on like Will. Basically, when I go to a place called Albacete to visit my grandparents, the train usually arrives after dinner. So my grandparents have eaten. However, I get there, I arrive, I sit down, and what they would have cooked for me is just chuletas, basically lamb, ribs, barbecued, and a nice salad. And they will literally put a couple of kilos down on the table for me with a nice salad and a bottle of red wine. And they would sit there and it's like a catch up time. They would literally just sit there and watch me eat. And just like, we'd be catching up. They would want to know my whole life story, what I've been doing. And that for me is my go-to. Very simple, just nice, local chuletas, local wine, and nice salad.
I just want to say, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good, to be fair.
I think that's great. You know, simple food, perfect. No vegetables.
Sharing, just making.
No sharing. No sharing.
Give it to his grandparents.
But, I mean, the other people aren't even eating, so that's perfect because there's definitely no. They're not going to offer you their food or any. You know, the transaction is clear.
Yeah. Well, at first I thought it was a bit strange because literally I'd be sitting there with this like mountain of ribs, lamb chops with this mountain of lamb chops, and I'd just be drinking my wine and they'd just be grilling me, asking me lots of questions about everything that's been happening. And at first I thought it was quite weird, but actually now I quite like it. It's like it's kind of a bit of a ritual that happens, so I enjoy it.
I'll answer a question for every lamb chop you give me.
Oh, they're so good as well. I love them.
All right. Should we do one more round of questions? So, Mickey, after you, ask away.
I'm going to ask Will this one because he reads more than me and you, Lewis, I think, so he'll probably have a better answer. If you could live in any fictional world from a book or movie, which one would it be and why? That wasn't the question I wanted to ask, but I'm sticking to it.
Oh wow! So if I could live in a fictional world from a book or movie, the books I read, that the fiction is kind of really based on reality anyway. So it's not. I don't really read Harry Potter or this type of thing. So
are you saying you're too cool for Harry Potter? Everybody's Even I've read Harry Potter and I can't read.
I haven't, to be honest.
I read one. I read the first one. I didn't like it. So I just watched the films. And I thought the films were terrible until like 5 or 6. Hold on. But then now they're like comfort films. So I enjoy them now, but I'm not interested in the books of them. Hayden, that's a really good question. And I struggle to tell you. Breaking Bad. The fictional Breaking one, Bad. Breaking Bad, yeah. I don't know, there's a simplicity. I like the idea of selling meth.
Okay.
We might have to cut that bit out.
Shall we move on to the next question?
Yeah, let's go, yeah.
So, Will, after you, think of a question that can be very family-friendly and ask away.
Hold on.
He's cracking up. He's in stitches. Some nice ways to say to laugh in English. We can say that he's cracking up. A lovely phrasal verb. He's cracking up. Or he is in stitches, meaning that he cannot stop laughing. He is pissing himself laughing. I bought you a little bit of time, Will, so
I appreciate that. Lewis, if you could have dinner with any three historical figures, who would they be and why?
Okay, so if I could have dinner with any three historical figures, I would choose, first of all, I think I would go Bob Marley, because I think he is a legend. I love his music. I love his philosophy of life. And I love watching documentaries about Bob Marley. And I think
it'd be such a surprising answer.
It's weird.
The first thing that came to mind. So on the table, we'd have me. We'd have Bob Marley to my left. And then I think I would probably also choose perhaps, Winston Churchill.
Oh, my man, I like him.
Again, off the top of my head, but obviously he was influential in World War II and someone with a very, very big personality. He lived through a lot of things. So I think that would be an interesting combination between Bob Marley and Winston Churchill. And then last but not least, I think I would probably go, can they be alive or do they have to have deceased?
No, I think best if they no longer exist.
Okay. So then
it's a difficult question, this, because there's so many people, isn't there? I think this is like you could spend a whole day talking about this.
Well, I think also, and everyone always chooses the heroes. I'm curious. There's no villains or bad people. You would just want to ask, like, what?
What were you doing? Yeah. Why?
Well, can you explain that to me? Because the logic, it just doesn't, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm struggling for a third because there are so many people that I could say. But
Bob Marley was a great one.
Bob Marley, I think he'd be a good laugh. Winston Churchill, a nice controversial, interesting, influential person. And then the third one that I would choose, I think, would be... Let's say... Freddie Mercury.
Oh, wow. Great, cool. Yeah.
So we can have a little bit of a musical chat. I could listen to them discussing their ideologies and thoughts whilst me and Winston are just having a nice whiskey.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the other way around, isn't it?
So, yeah. Off whiskey the top and. Of my head, without thinking about it too much, I would say I would have dinner with Bob Marley, Winston Churchill, and Freddie Mercury. Why not? It'd be a good laugh.
Lewis wants to break free, doesn't he?
I want to break free. Ding, ding, ding. Awesome. All right. I believe it's on me to ask possibly the last question.
Let's go. So,
Mickey. So What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Big question. What's the most adventurous
Oh.
thing you've ever done, or the riskiest or the strangest that you remember?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a story which is one I frequently tell when people ask me about like trips. It's actually, I'm going to say it quickly because I don't want to take up too much time. But when I was 19, I left England to go to Australia. And so I was only 19, I was quite young. Like 19, it's only when you get older you realize actually that's quite a young age to be on the other side of the world on your own. Like I was traveling on my own, like without any friends or any partner or anything. And I got a job. So I flew into Brisbane and I got a job in the middle of Australia, fixing cars and motorbikes. So I had an on the phone interview. I had the interview. The guy was like, "Okay, you sound like you know how to fix motorbikes, so we'll give you the position." I was like, "Okay, how do I get there?" They're like, "Oh, you have to get the bus from Brisbane. It's like 12 hours directly inland to a place called Mitchell. I don't know if you've heard of it." And then he was like, "When you get off the bus, you have to walk back like 100 yards. You'll see like a dirt track, and there'll be a caravan, and you'll be sleeping in that caravan your first night." So I'm like, "Oh, yeah, okay, cool." Like, just stupid, young 19-year-old. I was like, "Yeah, that sounds completely normal." It's only when I got on the bus, going 12 hours, I'm the last, it's like a film, honestly. I'm like, it's early hours in the morning, it's pitch black. I'm the last one to get off the bus, and the bus literally stops, and the guy's like, "This is your stop." And I've got my backpack. I'm 19. I'm on my own. I'm in the middle of fucking no. Oh, excuse my French. I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I get off the bus, and I am scared. I'm thinking, "Oh my God, my life is going to end at some point here." And I walk back 100 yards. I've got like I didn't even have. I had to have a torch because my phone didn't even have a torch on it. Because this is, years ago now, like 2009 or something.
But you're
So
only
my phone didn't have
25
a.
years old, aren't you?
Well, I lied a little bit there. Not gonna lie. Anyway, so I got down, I got to this, saw this caravan, I walked down and I opened the door, no one was in there, and I put my bags in. I was like, "Okay, this might be the last night of my life here." And the only thing that kept me calm was looking up at the sky and seeing the stars, which I had never ever seen. It was incredible. It was like a Milky Way star, and I was like, "Okay, you know what? If something happens to me tonight, at least I've seen this." But never fear, because the lady who I was working for was lovely. She came and woke me up in the morning with a cup of tea. I moved into their house. They had like an annex thing on the side of their house, and I stayed there working for 6 weeks. But that was a scary adventure that I had when I was 19.
Wow. I mean,
Yeah.
it sounds pretty scary to me, not gonna lie. I would be shitting myself. I would
Yeah,
be.
I don't know if I would do it again. Like, I've got a nephew, he's coming, he's getting older, and I know he wants to travel around. And if he rang me and said, "Oh, I've got this opportunity to do this, to get on a bus to go here," and he said, "What should I do?" My answer would be, "Don't go," because it sounds a bit weird. But yeah, that was the story.
I just want to highlight something. Both of you used this expression, Mickey, in a weird way. He said, "I lied. I'm not gonna lie." He said that literal phrase. But Lewis, you also said, "Not gonna lie." I just want to clarify. This is a good way to say to be honest. Something very common. Not gonna lie, and it's very quick. And maybe you can't understand it because it's not going to lie. Not gonna lie. I just thought I'd highlight that.
Yeah, that's really good. Very, yeah, I like it.
Not
Shall
gonna
we,
lie,
what should we do?
not gonna lie, I've never heard anyone explaining, not gonna lie. So props, I like it. Thumbs up.
Do everything, I'm
And
just a teacher.
given that you explained that expression so well, Will, to finish off, to wrap things up, before we call it a day, we're each going to teach an expression that we like and use often in business English. So, Will, do you want to kick us off?
Do I want to get the ball rolling? I know, guys. To get the ball rolling. It's a great expression. It means exactly what Lewis just said. Do you want to start, for example? Do you want to get the ball rolling? You can also use it as a like an affirmative. Let's get the ball rolling, meaning let's get started. Let's do this. And it's a great expression. It's just think of a ball, push it. It starts to roll. Let's get the ball rolling.
Yeah,
What about
it's a
you,
good one.
Mickey?
I have a few that I use a lot of expressions, and even when we email with clients and students, I like to use to get the ball rolling just because it's a nice way. If they see it written down in emails, when we're starting new courses, it's quite nice because it will help them remember it. But I try to use that quite a lot, actually. But one of my favorite expressions is to be snowed under, literally to be under the snow. But it doesn't mean that in English, does it? When you say I am snowed under, it means that you are very busy. You have a lot on, you're working a lot. You maybe have too many tasks to do at the same time, okay? Which is a bit like what all three of us are at the moment. We are snowed under at the moment. But yeah, that's a really good one, especially in a business environment. Maybe your manager will be like, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. You'll be like, hang on a moment, I'm a little bit snowed under. I'll come back to you later and I'll do it later. And that's it. Perfect. What about you, Lewis? Or Lou Dog?
Well, we like one that came to mind along those lines, related to that, was that I have a lot on my plate. So the expression to have a lot on your plate, if you say I have a lot on my plate, means that I am very snowed under. I have a lot of things to do. I am swamped. And we can also shorten have a lot on your plate to, as Mickey said, I have a lot on. I've got a lot on this week, meaning I have a lot of things to do. But that wasn't the expression I was going to teach. And I think it's a great way to finish off this podcast by teaching you two expressions that mean the same thing. And they both mean very easy, easy peasy lemon squeezy. And it is a piece of cake. That's one option. Or a walk in the park. I could say that learning English isn't a piece of cake. It's not easy peasy lemon squeezy. However, I believe that using, for example, Spotify to listen to this podcast is a walk in the park. Or watching this podcast is a walk in the park. It's a piece of cake, right?
It is. Yes, it is. I think that is a perfect way to wrap up, Lewis. So just to clarify, did you say you can watch this on YouTube and on Spotify?
You can. So you can listen to this podcast on Spotify in case you're going for a walk, for example, maybe a walk in the park.
Really?
But if you'd like to see all of our gestures and see us in stitches and cracking up physically, then you can watch this whole podcast on YouTube. And we'll also be taking some shorts from this podcast so that you can learn and go over these expressions in a jiffy, in just a second or two.
Ooh, I like it. Perfect. Well, let's go. People, we will see you next week on the next episode. I don't know what we're doing next week. We're going to think about it and we will decide. And
Surprise! Well, yeah, thank you everybody so much for watching or listening. And as always, do not forget to teachify your life.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Ciao, ciao.